In the historical context of 2 Samuel chapter 13, daughters of the king would wear certain garb, designating them as unmarried or as virgins. And now that that status has been robbed of Tamar, she tears her clothes, signifying that virginity is no longer the case, and also signifying her state of grief. The text tells us that she puts ash on her head and leaves the chambers of Amnon with her hands on her head, a symbol that incredible trouble and stress has come upon her, and she's weeping, wailing as she leaves. She can no longer be offered a royal wedding. Her life has been upended. Her brother Absalom comes along, figures out what's going on, and asks her to keep silent about it because most likely he is hatching a plan himself to kill Amnon so he can have the throne. He does what he can for her, giving her a home and some protection, but the rest of her days are lived out in desolation, and the joy in her life is gone. And this is only made worse by the inactivity of her father. David was angry, but he did nothing about it. So the question becomes for us, how do you respond to the unrighteousness around you? Do you attempt to silence it, ignore it, sweep it under the rug, pretend it's not a big deal? Particularly as a man, are you a source of refuge and justice and care and compassion and nobility for those who have had justice denied them? We're seeing in this passage a lot of different ways that this situation was handled, and not one of them is particularly righteous, which should be a great evaluation tool for us as we think about the unrighteousness and how we respond to it that is around us. As you pray today, please remember Sean and Kendall Pasley and their family, our missionaries in France. And also remember the Maraba Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Mozambique.